Over the past week or so, Oklahoma City's energy companies have been releasing their quarterly earnings reports, and some of the more interesting numbers came from Sandridge Energy. After the stock market closed Tuesday, the company reported a net loss of $404 million for the quarter. Here to provide some context and insight is Ted Strewley. He's the editor-in-chief of the Journal Record and joins me each Friday to talk about Oklahoma's business climate. Ted, I guess my first question is, why on earth would you release this report on the afternoon of Election Day? Were they obligated to push this out on November 8th? Was it intentional, or did it just end up being a coincidence?
You know, Brian, that's really probably just a coincidence. With earnings reports, it's all about investors and the SEC, and occasionally we'll see a company that has a press release they don't really want people to notice, and they'll slip it out on Christmas Eve or something. But this was scheduled way in advance, and it's really, I think, just a coincidence. You know, their loss of $404 million for the quarter sounds bad, but we're seeing a lot of that with the energy companies for the last year, and it's really only half the loss they had for the same period a year earlier. I know that doesn't exactly sound like a bright ray of sunshine, but it's also not as bad as it sounds at first pass.
And they did go through that bankruptcy proceeding over the summer as well. So how did that affect the company, and what are they doing differently now to try to stave off some of those issues that they had previously?
Well, certainly, like with any bankruptcy, it provided a great deal of debt relief. And CEO James Bennett said the company is now sitting on about $500 million in cash, which is a better position than they were in at one point. Sandridge, they said, is going to take what they've learned in the Mississippi Lime Formation here in Oklahoma and use it on some other wells that they're now developing in Colorado. What's significant there is that they've really cut their drilling costs pretty dramatically. And, of course, the Colorado play doesn't have the disposal-related earthquake problems that have haunted Sandridge in northwest Oklahoma. The big thing that they're talking about is the development of multiple lateral wellbores from a single vertical wellbore. So that's cut the cost of their lateral wellbores down to about $1.7 million each. Investors were at least somewhat buoyed by that news. The stock price ticked up about 6 cents after the earnings report. That's about a quarter of a percent, but it was moving the right direction.
And I know that stock price has been even higher in the past couple of days as well, not just since Tuesday. I want to turn to real estate now. 2 weeks ago, the Chickasaw Nation announced it's going to build a hotel and casino at the dilapidated site of the former Lake Texoma State Park. But your reporter Molly Fleming wrote this week that the project isn't going to get off the ground until that land goes into a federal trust.
Right. It has to be put in the trust before they can operate a casino. And, of course, the revenue from that casino is what makes building the resort a viable project. It shouldn't be a problem to get the land in the trust because it's already within the Chickasaw's boundaries. But there are some concerns about the timeline. It's a very complicated application, and they won't be able to get that into federal officials' hands until after we have a new president early next year sometime. With the change in presidency, there's no way to predict how that might affect federal agencies like the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which has to approve putting that land into the trust.
This is going to be the third major casino and hotel along the Oklahoma-Texas border between Interstate 35 and the point where the two states meet Arkansas. The Chickasaws already have the Windstar Casino on I-35 at the Red River, and the Choctaw Nation owns a resort in Durant. Is there enough room and money for all three of these to coexist?
Well, everybody we talked to said absolutely there is. The tribe thinks so. Both tribes think so. Marshall County officials think so as well. You know, there are 6 million visitors to Lake Texoma every year, but almost all the hotels, except the two you mentioned, are on the Texas side of the lake. So this will provide a third hotel on the Oklahoma side, and this one will have more of a resort feel than the two existing Oklahoma hotels because it'll be right on the water. There'll be some cabins down on the lakefront. Both the Chickasaws and Choctaws think that competition along there really benefits all of them.
Ted Strewley is the editor of the Journal Record newspaper and joins us each Friday to talk about Oklahoma's business news. Ted, glad to have you with us.
My pleasure, Brian.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each Friday for the Business Intelligence Report. You can find links to each of these stories online at kgou.org and on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU News and at Journal Record.